What if you could transform the choices you make and unlock your business potential? Every decision you make has the power to shift your path. You have the ability to make inspired choices that drive growth and sales. Get ready to tap into the innovative power within you. Now, here's your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What are you committed to? Do you need to be committed? Hello, everyone. I'm Christine McIver. I am the host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth. And tonight we're talking all about what are you committed to in business? May sound strange. Most of us would probably say to success, to making money, to growing, blah, 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 blah. But you might be surprised after today's show what you actually might be committed to. So before we get into today's show, what I really would like to share with you is who am I and what is she all about? So I am a business optimization expert. I coach business owners in their businesses to really optimize their expertise, optimize what they're doing, and really create them as a global expert so that they can be found by the people that are looking for them in their expertise. So it's a new world. We have a lot of people doing business online, and sometimes it might feel like you're actually, you know, looking through a haystack to try to find someone, or it might feel like you're inside the haystack. So what we do is we help to elevate you, to really bring your voice, your expertise, and your business brilliance to the world. And we do that with lots of different tools and lots of different ways, especially here on Inspired Choices Network, where we bring your voice through a live radio show that turns into a podcast, it turns into a TV show, and we even turn your podcast into a book called Podcast to Bookshelf. So we are taking your content, your expertise, and we are bringing it to the world in every possible way that they can consume it. So if you're someone out there who really would like to elevate what you're doing in the world, you'd really like to bring a new energy and a new vibrancy to your business, reach out to me, Christine, at christinemciver.com. Let's have a conversation. Let's see what we can do to bring you to the space of your desires in your business. All right, so let's get into today's show. We're talking all about what are you committed to in business. And let me just, I'm going to read the show notes so we're right on play, and then let's just dive in. So what are you truly committed to in your business, both consciously and subconsciously? On this week's episode, we're going to explore the often unseen commitments that shape how you may show up, make decisions, and experience success in your business. Many of us have blocks, and people struggle with that aren't about strategy or effort. These blocks are actually rooted in deeply held commitments formed long before we had language for them or understood how they impact us. So we're going to walk through looking at how your subconscious commitments influence your choices, your capacity to receive, and the results you create, and why becoming aware of them is the first step to real sustainable change. So if you've ever imagined, and you may not have ever imagined, that your subconscious commitments are actually driving your success, that's such an important topic for us to be really looking at deeply. And this is not something that you do one and done. This is really part of a CEO's journey throughout their entirety of leading their business and being in business. And, you know, you don't even have to be a CEO for you to understand what we're talking about today. So when we're referring to commitments, subconscious commitments, these are commitments that actually get entrained in us as young children or even when we are in the womb. And these are experiences, many people might call them, they might refer to them as their traumas. These are experiences that when people around us are acting a certain way, i.e. our parents, our family, our community, when they're acting a certain way and we have a deep emotional response to them, positive or negative, and I'll explain that in a minute, then we can align with a commitment, unconsciously align with a commitment. So let me give you a simple sample of that example, rather. So let's say that you have a in your family, there's some fighting and there's arguing, and you decide to show up to take care of everybody. How many of us out there are doing that? We're trying to take care of everybody, right? And so we really feel like it's our responsibility. We want to be happy. We can see how we can make people happy. And so we show up and we start taking care of everybody. We take care of everybody's problems. As a young child, we might make, you know, family members laugh. As we grow up, we might like try to bring people things that bring them joy. Maybe you love to bake certain things, or you like to cook, or maybe you like to create something with your hands that helps other people or gives ease to other people in the family. You've made a commitment to take care of other people. Now, how does that translate into business? How that can actually translate into business is you care more about other people than you do about yourself. So you are committed to, quote unquote, serving other people. Now, I know that there's people out there might be like, Christine, we're supposed to be serving people. I don't agree with that. And I'll tell you why. To serve someone is to be a servant, to be someone that is below someone else. I believe strongly in supporting other people. I believe strongly in gifting to others that really are in need. But there is something on such a deep subconscious level when we are committed to taking care of other people. That's our first commitment. It's such a strong commitment. And this is what I'm talking about, is these strong commitments that we don't even realize are going on within us. And so what you end up doing is you're taking care of everyone else, you're serving everyone else, and you're not putting your personal needs and what you need, what your body needs, maybe what your family, like now that you are grown, what your family really needs, right, is you are making more of a commitment to take care of other people than you do to taking care of yourself. From a CEO perspective, that might translate into not charging what you should be charging. That may translate into not putting your priorities in your business ahead of maybe your client's priorities, right? These things are so subtle, we don't even realize that they are going on. So what is really, really important is for you to understand that you've made commitments in your life that you're not even aware of. And again, these commitments can come out of trauma. What if you were committed to, let's say you want to make money and you're not doing well in business, and you want to be committed to growing your business, and yet you had something happen in your young life where someone was hurt because of money. You might then end up being committed to not allowing that to happen to you. Right? So if someone got in trouble with money, let's say someone has a gambling problem, right? And you're seeing them getting in trouble with money. Well, you could subconsciously say, I don't ever want to have an issue with money. I don't want to play with money. I don't want to risk. I don't want to risk. So therefore, you're trying to grow your business. You're trying to take bigger steps and you're trying to grow your business financially. But all the while, the commitment that's actually driving for you is, I'm not going to take risks. I don't take risks. I'm committed to not being a risk taker, right? The subtleties of these commitments are really mind-blowing. And what I would love for you to pay attention to, and in order to figure out where are my commitments, what am I actually committed to, look at what has been repeating and repeating. If you have a challenge that has been repeating and repeating in your life, there is a very high probability that you have a commitment. You've made a commitment to something that is actually hindering your desires. It's holding you back from actually receiving what it is that you desire. These are so subtle, and they're so crazy when you notice them that you will just be blown away at what that is. And so many people believe, like, because that happened to somebody else, I'm not going to have that happen. But again, we make these subconscious commitments when we're young without realizing what we are actually aligning with. So if this is, if you have an idea of what your challenge is what you've been repeating and repeating, something that maybe occurred as a child and you're saying, I'm doing the opposite, you actually might actually be aligned with whatever occurred as a child. If you're having some ideas and you're curious about it, feel free to send me an email, and I actually can do dialogue back and forth with you in an email, or we can even hop on a quick call to have a conversation about it. It's such an important piece for us to look at, because things can be frustrating in business, right? We can feel overwhelmed when success is not happening, when we're trying and we're trying to grow something, and yet these subconscious commitments are just under there, and they're sabotaging. We are actually sabotaging ourselves, right? So if you were someone that was, let's say you're someone that felt like as a child, maybe you had abandonment issues, right? You felt like you were left alone, that you didn't have love and support, and you can identify with that as a child. You might actually have a commitment to not allowing people that want to love you and care about you. You might be actually keeping those people at bay, and that can include your clients. If you desire to have clients that appreciate you and want to work with you and want to pay you generously, and yet you have abandonment issues, you could have a commitment to be keeping people away so you don't get hurt again. That's another example of being committed to something that is actually holding you back in business. What you want to do is you want to start to look at these commitments, examine them deeply, and then begin to reframe them beyond goals or efforts, because it's not about your desires, your effort, your dreams, your goals. It's not about that. It's about the commitments that are actually driving all this. So you want to start to reframe it. You want to make it clear that the commitment is not what you say you want, what you're working toward, what you've put on your vision board. Your commitment is what you are unwilling to change or risk or lose. This is where you want to start to really look at these commitments and begin to change what it is that you can have some kind of idea that you agreed and aligned with. This is, again, I said earlier, this is not something that is one and done, because as you grow in business, as you continue to elevate and you have more and more challenges as you grow yourself and you grow your business, you may be bumping up against some of these subconscious commitments again and again. This is actually an exercise that you want to get really comfortable doing over and over again and questioning yourself, even just asking yourself, do I have an unconscious commitment in connection with this part of me? Do I have an unconscious commitment attached to this that is blocking my receiving in business? Do I have an unconscious commitment to never actually using my voice? Do I have an unconscious commitment to not showing up fully in my business? You know, that's one thing that a lot of people, they talk about wanting to be a speaker. They want to be able to step up with their voice. They want to really express who they are and what they think about, especially in business. I talk to a lot of people that want to be speakers, and they want to be able to speak on stages and get paid to speak. And yet they're petrified. They're petrified to step up. They take all sorts of courses to learn how to speak. They might even have their own podcast and they're trying to do what they want to do. And yet they're petrified. They may very well have an unconscious commitment to hiding, to being safe, because perhaps someone told them they talked too much, that they were too loud, that they shouldn't be so boisterous, right? How many of us have actually had that experience where people have told us that who we are is not acceptable? That's a lie. Who you are is brilliant. And what's actually holding you back is somewhere that you subconsciously decided you need to be protected from something. All right, my friends, we are up to our first break of the show. When we get back, we're going to dive more into talking about these commitments and where they show up in your life and in your business and how we can begin to really change this so we can bring our desires forth. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christy McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Yes, I'm Christine McIver. I'm your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. So today we're talking all about commitments. What are you committed to in business? Most people, most business owners, if I ask them that question, would likely say, I'm committed to doing whatever it takes. I'm committed to succeeding. I'm committed to making this better than I possibly imagined, right? All of those wish things. They're committed to the wishes, but their actions are actually committed to less than that. Their actions are actually committed to things subconsciously driving their success or the lack thereof. So this is where we need to really, really tune in to what is going on within ourselves. Remember, this is one of the ways that you know you've got a subconscious or an unconscious commitment. When you have something repeating, a challenge repeating over and over and over again, try as you might, you cannot seem to find the root that will change it. If you are like you're coming up with fabulous services and people really think it's amazing, and yet people aren't booking with you, people aren't paying you fully, people aren't paying you on time, you know, that's right there. If that's a repeating problem, there's likely a subconscious commitment driving all of this. You know, you as an expert in your field, you as someone who loves what you do, it only makes sense you should be successful, right? There is so much money to go around in the world, despite people probably being angry with me, but it's absolutely true. There is endless amounts of money. There's endless amounts of opportunities in the world. And for the most part, it's what's within ourselves that is holding us back. This is really the journey about learning about yourself. This is really the journey about learning about what it is within you that you can choose differently to create and receive what it is that you desire. Deeply, deeply desire. So I want you to understand that you have everything that you need in order to be successful. It's looking at the places and spaces where you feel like there's a wall. Those walls are where you put up a wall to something. Those walls are the unconscious commitments that you have made to protect yourself, to protect you from being hurt, to protect you from feeling unloved or unwanted. And these commitments, they will show up in all sorts of areas of our life, including business. So here are some invisible commitments that most entrepreneurs will miss that's going on within themselves. So the first one we talked about earlier is staying safe versus being visible. How many of you are playing it safe? You're going along, you're doing, you're crossing your T's, you're dotting your I's, you're playing safe, but you're not really showing up. Just check in. Is there something inside of you that desires to show up, to be visible, to be seen even more, but yet you hold back? You hold back from saying yes. You hold back from maybe making the choices that would have you be more visible, right? I know that when you move out of that place of feeling safe or wanting safety and moving into visibility, it can feel so overwhelming. And it can feel like, you know, you're going to lose yourself in it. And there's a book that I've just been reading called A U Squared. It's fantastic talking about this very piece around the feeling uncomfortable and feeling afraid and feeling like you've got to do it perfectly and actually falling and having the trial and error is part of the progress. It's part of the growth. Well, if you're feeling this again and again and again, and you're not able to take that step, you may actually be more committed to staying safe than being visible. And if we could get to the root of that and we could really look at that and then start to do your personal development work to change that, you will be so surprised how quickly your world and the way you show up in business can change. It's not about, again, most of the time, business owners that I'm speaking to, they've got a lot of the basics and a lot of the important pieces in place. It's not that they don't know how to do their business. It's that they don't know what's blocking them. And these are absolutely some of the biggest things that will block you. And you may even find that, you know, you do your work around it. And then maybe 6 months later, a year later, it comes back up again because there's another level of that commitment that needs to be changed. So you want to absolutely look at that. I remember the first time that I actually did my show. I mean, I talk about it a lot of times here on my show, but the very first time that I stepped up to do my show, I wanted it so badly inside of me. I was over the moon that I was making it happen, and I was pinching myself because I couldn't believe it was actually happening. I wanted it so badly. And then 5 minutes before I was to go live on my show, I started panicking beyond. It was not nerves. It was something way beyond just nerves. I couldn't breathe. I was crying. I could barely talk straight. Like, it was over the top. And what I really looked at was, what is this? What is this all about? And years later, I realized that I had a commitment to staying safe because I was one of those people that was told, you talk too much. You talk too much. You're too loud. Like, just settle down, you know, be quiet. And I was afraid. I was afraid that I was going to be hurt if I actually stepped forward to speak. And today, that's what my business is all about. It's all about speaking. It's all about bringing my voice and other people's voices to the world. I know that I had a commitment to stay safe. When I started to work around this and I started to realize I was safe, that I could do both, I could both be safe and bring my voice to the world, that's when things started to change. And that's what I want for you. I really, really want this for you. So this show to me is a really important show so that you can start to find those places that you're committed to that you don't even know. Another place that this is an important one for everyone in business or not, is being liked versus being respected. Ooh, how many of us deeply, deeply want to be liked? We want people to like us. We want clients to like us because we think if they like us, they might hire us more. That we want people in communities to like us. We want people in, you know, organizations to like us. We want that more than we want to be respected. You know, I've had a lot of people over the years when I found my voice have said to me, yeah, Christine, like, you don't sugarcoat it. Like, I know when I speak to you, you're going to be very direct. And I know that behind that, with the way that they say that to me, that there is sometimes a judgment. There's sometimes like, you're a little aggressive. You're a little this, you're a little that. I actually am okay with that. Today, this woman that you see in front of you today, I'm okay with that because I respect me more than I need other people to respect me. And showing up and using my voice and being who I am, you know, I want to have the people around me that not only like me, but respect me. Those are the people in my circle today. Those are the people that honor who I am. They don't always agree with me, and that's okay, but they honor who I am. So look at this. Do you care more about people liking you as opposed to people respecting you? That can be a big stopper. That can be a big stopper in relationships. That can be a big stopper even in parenting. Right? This part of us can come out and it can really, really derail us in what we want to be doing and what we want to be actually receiving in our lives. Another one is, oh my gosh, this is such a big one. How many of you are committed to avoiding being disappointed versus allowing your business and you to expand? How many of you don't want to be disappointed? You do everything you possibly can so that you're not disappointed, including not stepping forward and asking for something for yourself, not putting your hand up and volunteering to maybe speak somewhere, not actually reaching out to people and letting them know what your area of expertise is. Would you rather not be disappointed? Or would you rather be willing to allow yourself to expand your business and your expertise? Yes, all of these things will really pull on you. They will really pull on you to step into a new level of expansion and expertise. It's going to. These commitments can keep us really, really small. And as you say, yes, I'm choosing that, you may begin to feel a little nervous, a little overwhelmed, but keep going, because you deserve to have all of these things. And it's amazing that when you start to respect yourself and when you start to allow yourself to expand, the people around you that are doing their personal development work, they will see you and they will understand exactly the professional that you are and what you're choosing to do in your business. I guess the biggest thing for me is don't ever apologize for choosing to be more than you are today. If you're doing it from your heart and you're doing it from the space of, I am no longer playing small and I'm taking care of me in the process, not against somebody else, just about you, that's going to start to change your reality. But really, we've got to keep looking at what am I committed to? Okay, my friends, we are up to our second break of the show. We're going to dive into more of these things about commitments and what you can be looking for and what you can actually be choosing so that you can change what you really desire to be committed to. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine at ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Commitment, commitment, commitment. It's all about commitment tonight, my friends. We're talking about what are you committed to in business. Thank you so much for joining today. And if you're enjoying this show, I would really love for you to go over to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and give me a 5-star review. It would mean the world to me. And what it would also do is it would help to move this show and all the episodes out to those that are looking for it. It makes the biggest impact when you will actually step up and support someone in their business. And this is a very easy way that you can do it. And I would be eternally grateful for that. All right, let's get back into the show. So when we left off at the last segment, we were talking about invisible commitments. This is one of the biggest invisible commitments that we often make, is we are more loyal to our family beliefs than to our own financial independence. This is crazy. How many of us, and you don't have to consciously know any of these. You don't have to be able to reason that I'm committed to that. If you just get a hit like, oh, you know, then you might just really be committed to something. So how many of you are made a commitment to never make more money than your family did? Lots and lots of people have that commitment, and we've made that commitment out of loyalty. We made that commitment. My producer in the chat room says, damn, I almost couldn't hear that one. Yeah, we make this commitment out of love. There's some kind of silly thing that we do, is that I love them and I don't want to shine more than they shine. And one of the ways that we don't do that is actually in business. We also do that when we think that the people in our family are more intelligent, wiser, smarter. We're always the lucky ones when they're better than us. We do this stupid comparison game. We even do it with our parents, that if I don't want to show up my mother, I don't want to show up my father, so I'm not going to make more money than they ever made. Again, this is not a conscious thought that comes in. This is something that happens when we are very, very young and we make these commitments out of love. My friends, it's time to love you. It's time to allow yourself to step into the reality that you know is possible for you. It's time that you shine. And you know what? It's your responsibility. As a business owner, it is your responsibility to give this business everything you've got. And you're going to grow yourself more and more than you've ever even imagined if you will take this challenge on. Because what you are doing when you are growing yourself, you are showing up in the world and shining so that other people can see how it can be done. There are people out there that desperately need more money, that have some business idea on their heart that they're afraid to step into. Well, you can be the example for them that they can do this. You can be the example that they can move past strife and struggle, and they can move past belief systems that were locking them. You can also show people how to show up in the world and create and contribute to others financially. Today in my business, I actually have 10 team members on my business, 10 team members in my business. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means? Is I'm contributing to other people's financial position. I'm contributing to other people's financial dreams. I'm committing to contributing to other people's families with the position that they have in my business. Nowhere in my dreams did I ever imagine that I would have team members, and let alone 10. It's absolutely fantastic. I am incredibly grateful, and I'm honored to be able to be the CEO of this business and to create opportunities for not just myself and my family, but for other people's families. If you can step into a world and create our world greater and contribute to other people, either directly by gifting them something or by giving them an opportunity, you've made this world better. You have a responsibility to do all you can to be the best that you can. And as a business owner, when you do your work, when you step beyond your limitations of thoughts, of beliefs, of the way that you were raised, and you really commit to who you are, you can create greater opportunities for yourself and for others as well. So please look at that. Please really pay attention. Are you more committed to being loyal to your family than you are to being financially independent? Another one is proving your worth versus receiving with ease. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So many of us are committed to working hard as opposed to receiving with ease. This has been something that has been part of my makeup from the very first day that I ever started my own business. I remember thinking about this so many times and challenging myself and, you know, come on, Christine, are you more committed to proving yourself, or like, what are you doing here? And it was absolutely an unconscious choice that if I worked hard, that I would be successful. So I became committed to working hard. I watched my father, I watched my mother, I watched my siblings all being working hard, and the value that they gave that. I was more committed to being like them so that I could be successful, as opposed to creating a business where I actually had ease and pleasure. This is not a necessity. It is not necessary that you are committed to being and proving your worth. You can actually create a business where you have ease and pleasure. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't work. It doesn't mean that I'm not choosing tasks. But as someone who is in her own business, it's critical for me to ensure that I am receiving and that I am having pleasure and that I am not overcommitted to working hard, allowing myself, and I really do mean allowing myself to receive with ease is a commitment that I have. It's a commitment that I have. It's important that you understand that When you allow yourself to receive with ease, you will check yourself when you're trying to push. You'll check yourself when you are really paying attention. Well, I didn't work hard enough today. What? You know what? There are days as a CEO where going for a walk in the woods is actually creating with your business, as opposed to working hard. A business is not created by pushing something down a shaft, right? Just push, push, push. It's created in many, many different ways. And sometimes allowing those creations to come when we are not actually sitting at our desk, when we're not actually standing on a stage, when we're not actually punching away at a computer, right? These creations can come in so many different ways, and receiving your creations is one of the easeful ways to receive, and allowing that creation to start to grow and contribute to you. So ask yourself, am I trying to prove my worth by working hard, or am I willing to survive beyond that and receive with ease? These are not flaws. There's nothing wrong with you if you found any of these to be true. There actually have been survival strategies that you created in your life as a young child that you weren't even aware of. And it's time that if they are limiting you, if you find you have limitations, it's absolutely time for you to change that so you can have so, so much more come in. Oh, itchy nose. So the next piece that I want to talk about is separating strategy problems from commitment conflicts. So think of it like this. If strategy were the issue, more action would fix it. Okay, so just get that. If strategy were the issue, more action would fix it. But if you have got something that, like I said earlier, that is on repeat, that you are having the same challenges over and over and over again, it likely is not a strategy issue. It is more than likely a commitment issue. And if effort were the issue, the harder work would pay for itself. Right? If you aren't putting enough effort in, putting in some more hours is going to solve that. So if you're doing these things, if you are actually taking more steps and putting more time in and these issues are not resolving, that's the time to ask yourself, do I have a commitment issue in this area? Again, you don't have to know what the commitment issue is. Just check in with your body, check in with your intuition. What is it telling you? What is it telling you? When results don't match your action, you're likely facing a commitment conflict, not a capability conflict. All right, that's a super, super important thing to understand. These subconscious commitments, they really do shape our decisions, right? They ask us to really look at who we are, and these commitments can sometimes have us show up in the world in a way that we're not even super comfortable with it. They can have us show up in the world being someone else that really doesn't feel like who we are. I know a lot of people that are in the world, and I'm sure you do as well, that are doing jobs that they don't really enjoy doing, right? But they made a commitment to doing something to please other people, or to they've decided that that's what the right answer is, instead of checking in with themselves what really feels true for them. You want to really look at these patterns of what you're choosing again and again so that you can choose beyond something that is making you unhappy and you don't know what it is. You know, it's like people that have a good job and they're making good money, but they're unhappy. They're committed to something other than their own joy. They're committed to something other than their desires. And that, my friends, is a very easy way to get sick It's a very, very easy way to get depressed. It's an incredibly easy way to not want to live because you're not happy. You didn't come here to be unhappy and just to work like somebody said you should. You came here to really create a beautiful life, and it's available to you. You've got to be willing to be committed to what you consciously desire and really look at these unconscious choices that you have made that are keeping you stuck, keeping you in a space of living your life on repeat. You deserve so much more than living your life on repeat. You seriously do. And it's amazing when people begin to step into what brings them joy. It's so amazing to see how things change for them so, so quickly. All right, we are up to our next break of the show. You are listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. Stick around. We've got a little bit more for you before we're done today.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Yes, today we're talking all about commitments. And what is it that you're committed to in business? I know what a lot of us desire, but the truth of what you are committed to is what we're talking about today. Now, next week, we're going to talk about stop playing the victim in your own business. I'm really coming at you with some things that I really want you to look at, because I know that when we dig deep into these topics, we can begin to create a life and a business that really lights us up and changes everything. This show is actually being taped just before Christmas 2025. So this show and next week's show is really meant to not only highlight and really lift you into 2026 in the new year on a very different level, but also it is for myself, for my business, to really lift me into a new level of committing to myself. So I really do hope that you'll consider joining me next week as well. All right, we've just got a few minutes left in today's show. Let's dive back into this. So another area that we want to look at is we want to look at unexamined commitments. So you want to really wake up when these different things happen. If you feel like you're doing it right, but you're burning out, you likely have an unconscious commitment. If you feel like you're doing everything right, but you're exhausted, you're burning out, and you're trying to keep going and keep going, and you feel strongly that you're doing it right, you likely have an unconscious commitment. Also, if your income plateaus despite growth in your business, you likely have an unconscious commitment around money, and income like we were talking to earlier. So really look at that. I'm growing my business, but after I pay the expenses, I don't have any more profit, right? It's not about revenue. It's about profit. If you're growing your business and things are not changing for you at the end of the day, you've likely got a commitment issue that's haunting your finances and plaguing you with not growing, right? Again, we've talked about this. It's meant to be said yet again, repeating the same problems, but on a higher level. If you looked at your business when you first started, and let's say you've been in business for 10, 20 years, whatever the case may be, and you find that you're going through the same thing, but it's on a higher level, you've got a commitment issue in there. It's trying to block you. And remember, your subconscious is also trying to protect you. Your mind is trying to protect you. Remember, it's important to remember that your mind is designed to keep you safe. So if you have a program you've been running for many, many years, that mind is going to keep you on that same program because that's what it believes is keeping you safe. When we actually begin to grow, when we actually begin to challenge ourselves, it can be scary and your mind wants to bring you back to safety. There's another commitment that's driving, committing yourself to the programming of your past. If you want a different future, you can't be committed to your past programming. You've got to be willing to challenge it. You've got to be really willing to look at that. And this is a big part of this. Here's some questions that are really cool questions to begin to look at around this whole piece of commitment. Ask yourself this, what would I lose if this actually worked? That's a bit of a ha. So I think there's something in there for me. What would I lose if this actually worked? That's a powerful question in my mind. Here's another one. Who would I disappoint if I was fully successful? Who would I disappoint if I was fully successful? And what am I more committed to than the goals I say I have? What am I more committed to than the goals I say I have? My friends, these are not questions to ask and receive a thought about. These are questions to ask and put them out there and spend some time maybe considering them, marinating with them, maybe doing a little bit of journaling. You might be very, very surprised at what is going to come up. You want to remember that you don't need to fix yourself. You need to see what you're committed to. You need to be willing to become aware and be available to open up to your awareness more than you ever have. These commitments are not there to stop you. They're not there to hold you back. If you're listening to this show, then there's some part of you that knows that there's commitments that are stopping you. These commitments are here to invite you to choose greater. And whatever was going on in your life when you were young that you said yes to, that's okay. But that's not who you are anymore. And that's not who you have to be anymore if you choose something different. Remember, you can always make a different choice. As you're going through your life, you can make a new choice and a new choice. You don't have to stay committed to anything or anyone if it is no longer bringing you what lights you up, what brings you joy and pleasure and love. You can make another choice. My question to you is, are you willing to have your own back to make another choice so that you can actually have the things that bring you love and joy and pleasure and brings all of your desires to you? You've got to have your own back in this life, and you absolutely have to have your own back in business. Going on an exploration of awareness around where things keep repeating, where you're possibly committed to something that's not working for you, that's going to be the gift you give yourself this year. That's going to be the gift that is going to pay off again and again and again. Do your work. Be the CEO of your life and your business by being committed to this personal development. It makes all the difference in the world. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for contributing in the world. And do remember that you can always make another choice. Until next week, take good care.
Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Christine McIver will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Be sure to join us again for you and your business. Until then, remember to make the choices that align with your true desires. This is your business, and it's time to create the future you truly want.